Clarity Podcast. We're back. We're going to be talking about dating.
Okay. So, I think the most important thing to understand dating is to understand what married life is actually like. Okay? So maybe we'll do a few on what married life is like. But if you could only understand what married life is like, it would make dating a lot easier, right? But the only problem is, it's like, it's impossible to properly convey what married life is like to it's like trying to, I don't know, explain what the world is going to look like to a kid who's still in the womb. It's like there you don't have the tools to really understand what it's like, and it becomes extremely, extremely hard to really properly tell what's actually important when you're dating someone versus what's not. And I'm no expert on it, but it's still, like, to the best, the more you could try to understand what married life is like, it goes without saying that it would help in dating. So to start, I want to share a very deep concept, okay? People don't know about the first story of Adam and Chava is that most of the secrets of humanity are found in that story of Adam and Chava, okay? A lot of the interaction between male and female and that dynamic is kind of like secretly explained in the story of Adam and Chava. So let me explain one very basic dynamic that will exist in any couple or in any relationship, which is very important to understand. And this is something that, this is a dynamic that only strengthens after marriage. So whenever Adam eats from the tree, he eats from the fruit based on what Chava gives him, they get cursed, okay? And the curse that Chava gets is harba arba itzvonech veheronech be'etzev telibanim ve'lishech teshukatech vehu yimshol bach. You're going to have a lot of trouble in childbirth, and through difficulty will you bear children, and your attachment and love will be towards your husband, and he will rule over you. Sounds a little bit scary, okay? But there's a very interesting idea there, which is, of course, the first part of the quote-unquote curse is that the woman will have children. And the second part is that the woman will become attached to her husband, okay? So one of the things, and this maybe, I don't know, this may be more relevant for girls, I guess, but one of the things that happens once a couple gets married is the woman will start to have very, very strong attachment in a good way for her husband. And that's very natural. It's based on the story where Chava was told that the attachment will develop. The woman will be very, very attached to her husband. And it's from the story. And the reason is very simple. It's like, if you want to think about it philosophically or why biologically the woman, that love develops so powerfully in the woman, it's because the woman is cursed, quote unquote, with this having children, but then her subconscious or her biological self realizes that once she has children, she's going to need a man to support her, right? Men, they could really just do their own. Like, they can, chas v'shalom, a man could go and just impregnate women and he won't have any responsibility because he could run away and doesn't have to actually take care of them. So a man doesn't have that biological need to cling to the woman and become attached to any specific woman. In general, the men, they actually have a biological desire to not attach to a woman, which is another dating problem. But the woman will have this very strong desire to attach to the husband because of the first part of the curse, in which she's quote-unquote cursed with having kids. And once she's cursed with having kids, how is she going to put food on the table if she doesn't have a husband helping her? Right, so the woman is at like this major disadvantage in which her biological drives know that she really needs a partner. Because if she doesn't have a partner, it's going to be brutally difficult to raise kids without a partner. And if she gets pregnant and she doesn't have a partner there with her, it's very hard. So all of this is to say that explains why on the woman's side, love grows so dramatically after marriage. And this is something I guess you could ask other women, but if you want to confirm it. But it's all to say that very often, let's say, if the feeling of love and attachment is not there in dating, on the woman's side, like, that's not the end of the world. That very often is going to happen after the marriage. And especially with the women, it's going to happen very aggressively. It's going to happen in an intense way. I guess the idea is not to set too much expectations out of what the dating is going to feel like. If it doesn't feel perfect, it's probably not a reason to end it. And it's probably not indication of how your future feelings are going to be.
Yeah.
Those feelings are very deep. They come from a very deep place. And there's a very human need for attachment. And at some point, those start to develop. As long as the values are in place and you could, you know, have a basically good time with the person and you smile when you're together, those things develop over time. So, lesson of the day is that Adam and Chava's story is very deep and says a lot about the male-female interactions. And there is so much going for in a healthy relationship for love and true attachment to evolve and develop, that it makes a lot of sense to just not expect so much out of dating. Like, it's not necessarily going to be incredible fanfare and
There's no such thing as like a classic Hollywood love story. Like,
I mean, there is, but like, for couples that are 20 years into marriage and that they really, really have been spent a life together and they love each other like crazy, like, that's true love. Anything before that is going to be infatuation. And
isn't
a necessity at all.
Yeah, like, everything is just like it's a process, and you're married right now. And you said like it builds. Your love just constantly builds, and maybe builds after marriage.
This first idea is just focusing on why the woman's attachment is probably going to build. It's because it's hard. Women are hardwired to want to be attached to their husband.
Yeah.
So as you just get comfortable and you commit to spending a life with the person, that in and of itself often creates the love and creates that attachment. So again, it's super, super important to not put too much expectation on what dating is going to feel like. And more on, are the values aligned? Can we have a good time? Are we smiling when we're together? And there's a lot of it that's a leap in faith that the love will develop, but again, there's a lot of reason to assume that it will.
Okay.